streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we definitely in the building tonight. Streets Don't Love You Back is on a whole nother level. We just like to thank everybody who tunes into the show every Wednesday night. And we got some great, great people on the show with us tonight. We got my man Mac in the building. We got my man Taz in the building. And we out here, man. So without further ado, I'm going to go to my people right quick before we get to spinning. And they got some things to say to you.
What up, though? What up, though? This is the Mac, baby.
Mac is in the building, baby. Tell them what it be, Mac and Taz. Tell them what it is.
Oh, man, you know how we do it. It's your boy Taz on the mic right along with my man Mac. Hey, man, the streets don't love you back. We blessed to be here. So, you know, without further ado, hey, let's get into it.
Let's do it, man. We're going to start spinning these tracks, you dig? And then we're going to come back with the update of what was going on over the weekend, you know. But we ain't going to give y'all that good news just yet, you dig? We're going to spin a couple tracks. I'm going to come back, let my man Mac and Taz introduce that great news to y'all. And we'll be right back, man. We out here.
We out here. We out here.
Yeah, born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen bursts, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brains in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder land rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless.
Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars
talk. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When that hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When that hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When that hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When that hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Definitely back in the building. We just wanted to give you a taste of something right fast. And I'm finna bring my nephews back in, the Mac and my man Taz, baby. They finna let you know what's been going on, man. And then we're gonna keep this thing rocking and rolling. You dig me? What's up, what fellas? You back in the building?
Yes, sir. What up, though, my people? This is the Magnificent Mac, baby. And yo, we had a real excellent weekend, man. It was like I said, I feel real privileged to be a part of it. You know, my mentors received a humanitarian award and at the Hoodie Awards. Matter of fact, big ups to everybody that won awards at the Hoodie Awards, but especially my mentors and especially my homeboy, Greedy. You know, he brought home the Fashion Designer Hoodie Award as well, man. So, you know, the team was busy, man. We had a good time, man. We were suited and booted, man, you know, pulling up in limos and had Snoop Dogg mom with us, blessed to have, you know, to meet her and get a chance to give her a hug. And, you know, it was just a real good time, man. I definitely enjoyed myself, and it was a true blessing.
Definitely was. You know what I'm saying? I had a very blessed weekend, you know, hang out with the team, hang out with my family, hang out with the Michigan folks, you know what I'm saying? That brought back home to me, just seeing folks out there just enjoying themselves. Yes, we did have Snoop's mom, you know what I'm saying? Get big ups again to everybody in the Hoodie Awards that received that award, especially my man, my uncle, Rob Lucindaboy. Big ups to you guys once again. Hey, it was a very fun weekend, you know what I'm saying? But stay tuned. Things are going to be happening every weekend with the Streets Don't Love You Back team, so make sure y'all stay tuned.
That's what time it is, man. And, you know, I want to piggyback off of that, Mac and Taz. You know, me and my wife, we had the honor and the privilege to meet the big Snoop Dogg on Friday night, which was our anniversary. And Snoop Moms is, she sits on our board of directors at the Streets Don't Love You Back, you know, which a lot of people didn't know. But, yeah, we've been dealing with Moms for 3 years, and God blessed us to make that thing happen, man. You know, we didn't know Snoop was going to be here at the same time as Mom's. And, hey, it is what it is, man. And it's been an honor, and I'm still sitting wrapping my head around it, man. You know, you look and see somebody forever on TV and different things since 92, and it's like, wow, you know, you actually get a chance to meet this young man, you know. And not only that, you're friends with his mother. So, I mean, it couldn't have got no better, man. You know what I mean? The introduction couldn't have came no better, no greater, and from a better person, his mother, Evangelist Beverly Brothers Green. So we want to give a big ups to Moms. And if you have not got Mom's book, her book is Real Love 2. You can get that book, Google it up. You can get it from Lulu.com, Amazon.com, all over the world. And my beautiful queen, my wife, is the one who edited Mom's book. And she's edited both of my books as well, The Streets Don't Love You Back and Never Hit a Woman. So we stay busy over here on the team, man. And I want to give a big shout-out to my man Mac, to my man Tay, and to my man Greedy for rolling with The Streets Don't Love You Back. And my man Mac is the vice president of the committee dealing with community service and all them different avenues. And Greedy is the president. And Tay is the guy, you know what I mean, who do the videography for everybody. And he does other things, too, as far as promotions and different avenues. So them the three people you got to get to me, you know what I mean? If you can't get past them, it's not even worth me talking to you. So I just want to put that out there, you know?
Right on. Well, yeah, man, definitely. If you want to get involved with us, you know, we do a charity power wash every Saturday. That's going to be our initial meeting point. So if you want to get to know us and get involved and see what we got going on, come on, do some community service. You know, you got to come give back. We want to see how thorough you are. We want to see how real you are. So that's going to be the meeting point, and we do that every Saturday at the Village Inn in Mesa, Arizona. It's on Southern and Dobson, right in the back parking lot. We out there every Saturday getting in from about 10 to 2. Sometimes we go a little later if everything's going well. And, you know, we like to get everybody done. We don't want to leave nobody hanging. So if they come late, hey, yeah, we pull the hoses back out. It happened a few times already. You know, the big homies say, man, go on get the hose back out. We got to take care of these people. So that's what we got to do. So, you know, just come out and get involved with us there, and that'll be the initial meeting point. Come meet me, Greedy, the big homie will be out there. Come meet Taz, and, you know, that's the starting point. If we get past there, then we'll move forward. And if not, then, hey, it was nice meeting you. We appreciate your time, and God bless you.
Real talk on that.
And that's
understand?
The bottom line.
I'm going to let you know how dedicated I am to the team. You know, I work graveyard shifts every Friday night, Saturday morning. I'm blessed to go see my boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to go see my family every Saturday morning. Hey, if I come late, they understand. Brother man just got off that graveyard shift, but I guarantee you I'm going to be there doing that car wash every Saturday with the fellas. So each and every week, come check us out. I guarantee you're going to have an educational fun time with us, because not only are we going to get you shined up, we're going to get you educated as well. So come on down and check us out. This is not a game.
Line.
This is a real game. This is a real business right here.
Real talk, man. Real talk, nephews. And we just want to let everybody know also, you know, if you would like to get into our intervention program, the next intervention program will start January the 4th, 2016, and it will be right here in our community of Maricopa, Arizona at the courthouse. It's every Monday between 4 to 5, and if you would like to get involved with our intervention program, please email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com, and we definitely moving forward with that as well. Our program is in several prisons across the country, federal and state, men and women. It's also up in Phoenix at the ABLE houses, men and women, and our program is mandatory in the ABLE houses. So God has blessed us, man, to move forward in helping people, you know, and that's the bottom line. And my wife is the one who created our intervention program from scratch, and she's a very talented young lady, and I just love working with my wife. She's not only my wife, she's my friend, you know, and that means a lot when you married and when you're working with someone. You know, you have to, that has to be your friend, because if friend is not in play, there's nothing there, and that's the bottom line, you know. So we're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to be right back with my nephew, Mac, and Taz in the building, man. We out here. Be right back.
We out here. Definitely.
This is a state of emergency. We need to start thinking with our minds and not with our emotions, because we out here dying at an alarming rate. This that cold, cold world got you walking on eggshells. Sensitivity on high, most dead in brain cells. Waking up in cell blocks, cooking up with no pots. Attitude with no rocks, not a pocket flat broke, no hope. Left a brother dead in the street, I got the babies growing up with no pops. Pistol popping, dope spots, baby mama's not giving a fuck, right? Left the kids alone in the streets, then fed them new Glocks. Taking over new spots, empty out the whole clip. Death becomes a cycle of life, you see the blood drip. Left a brother cold in the head, Lord keep it so real. Bless us all covered in rare because it's so real. I feel self-elevated, premeditated. My words are come scribbling scrolls and hope to save it. Life is not a gamble, telling we gonna make it. We all need knowledge of self, unlock these
it's
cages.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they're giving
it's
up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols Airbus shots is what they giving up.
Nah, I don't get into that he stay, she stay. All caught up and wrapped up in that replay. They got a bunch of shots stuck until they out of sight. Shame to see them destroyed in such a young life. My society either lock us up or shoot us down. Can't win for losing when you living on a battleground. Fuck around and hear them army tanks coming down. They call it martial law, not everybody lock it down. It's a cold world on the block now. Cause after curfew, I heard he got shot down. It's a sad story, but somebody gotta tell it. Revolution rappers are low, can you inhale it? Dope on the street, so somebody gotta sell it. They adding you a number, now they calling you a felon. Still, the fight goes on from the streets, I'm yelling. Ain't never seen a change, so fuck what you telling me.
It's a cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they giving up.
It's cold, cold world.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back, man. I wanted to just let everybody know this track I'm finna play right here called Shake It Baby. I produced this track. This is me singing on this track. And don't get it twisted. I've been in this game 30 years, man. You dig me? And I'm out here for real. Here we go, baby.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1-2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me? Is it true? I heard from you. Is it true what I say? I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me when I say I see your eyes, girl? Your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say. Baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? That's all I wanna say. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby, baby. Yeah. That's all I want you to do. Say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. Can you shake it?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want both of my nephews to weigh in on that track, man. Tay and the Mac, what it do?
Man, wow. I'm going to tell you like this, your boy Taz. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm going to love that track right there. I'm going to need a copy of that track. I like that. Definitely. And got my uncle
man.
There singing too. Really got to get that.
And that right there is on the CD that I gave Snoop, the Volume 2. That track is on that CD.
Okay. Definitely have to get that. So if anybody ain't got that CD yet, go get that mix CD. My Uncle Rob is putting it down for y'all. He's letting y'all know the Streets Don't Love You Back mixtapes is in the building. They're full effect. Go get those. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. So, yeah. Mac, man, go ahead and give your input on that track we just got done listening to.
Hey, that's my joint, man. You know, I heard it last week, man. That's my thing right there. Remember, I said, who is that? It immediately after it went off, remember, I asked, who was that?
Right, but the track you heard last week, Mac Attack, that was my Ballin' Out of Control track. You asked, who was that?
Oh, that's a different one?
That's a different one, baby. That's the Shake It Baby track.
All right, you said you got a catalog, big homie, man. I'm a believer now. You dig?
Yeah, ain't no doubt. I'm gonna have to let Taz weigh in on my Ballin' Out of Control track. I produced that track. I'm doing all the singing on that track, and I'm going to introduce that track to my nephew Tay, so he can weigh in on that track like Mac did. And then we're going to be back with both of my nephews to give you an update at what's going on. We finna rock that Ballin' Out of Control track, and we'll be right back in the building.
Streets Don't Love You back in the building.
Let's do it.
Let's ball all the way to the top, my mind. people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. It's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? Balling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control and here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Ball out of control, my friend. All out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But all out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. Gotta take it to the top, my people.
Nephew Taz, what it do, baby? Talk to me.
Oh, man, I'm so loving that track. Balling out of control, huh?
And that's what I've been doing forever.
Hey, that's how we about to keep doing it, balling out of control, but in a positive way, you heard?
Yes, sir, you did. Because that joint didn't come on the positive tip. That joint came on the strength. I recorded that song in 2004, you know, and produced that song, you know. And
right.
When I feel something, it just come right off the top of my head, you know what I mean? And then I write it down. You dig what I'm saying? But all my songs I've recorded and produced since the 80s and all through the early 2000s, you know what I mean? It's just been phenomenal. And anybody that want to listen to any of my songs, you can get them off any of the mixtapes, you know what I mean? We got Volume 9 dropping on Christmas Day. Volume 9, my brothers and sisters, that drop on Christmas Day. And Volume 10 dropped January 2016. And after that, I won't put out no more music for about 3 or 4 years, because I got 10 joints. So don't get it twisted, man. I'm in the building for real. What you got to say, Macaroni?
Like I say, that's one of my favorite joints right there. I'm glad you shared that with me last week, man. That's a banger right there, big homie. You was on one real good. You was, that's from 2004, huh?
Right, I recorded and produced that joint in 2004. Matter of fact, when I wrote the song, I was on my way from California, headed back to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's an amazing record, man. I really did that record, big homie. Thanks for sharing it, you know.
I appreciate that.
You know what that means. You got to start sharing more of your music. You're sitting on it, man. You over there sitting on some jewels, bro.
Real talk, my brother, you know what I mean? And I want you and Taz to give the people some updates, you know what I mean, and what they going to be expecting from the Streets Don't Love You Back coming up in this 2016. And let them know what the business is, you know. Let them know where you stand, Mac, and let them know where you stand, Nephew Tay.
Well, first and foremost, like I said, if you want to get involved with us in the programs that we're throwing, come meet us at the car wash, you know, and that's at the Village Inn. Let me say that again, that's at the Village Inn, because you may just now be tuning in. It's on Southern and Dawson in Mesa, Arizona, in the back parking lot at the Village Inn. Shouts out to everybody at the Village Inn and the Lodge to come up there and do our thing. We was able to meet the owner a few weeks back, and he was a real nice guy. We washed his car, and he was satisfied, man. And it was just a real cool experience. So come on, hang out, you know, come donate some time or donate some supplies. You want to bring some supplies or you want to bring some tiles, some paper tiles. You know, we like to send people out there looking good, so we take any donations on paper tiles or supplies or tiles or you want to come hold a sign or make a sign. You know, one of the signs got ripped last week, so if somebody wants to make us a sign, that would be greatly appreciative at this point. And we're going to start doing more, definitely more charity events, you know. Definitely more charity events. We've been talking amongst each other, me, Taz, and Fortino Gonzalez, my guy, Greedy. Shouts out to my guy. We've been talking, man, and we're going to start building some real major things around here, man. So we can start, because, you know, like you know, Rob and Lucinda, they use their own money to do a lot of stuff. So it's time for us to start getting more active with the charity program so we can start helping, you know, raise the money, man, because, you know, that's just, that'll be less of a load or a burden on their household. So, you know, and they're going to do it either way. So it's like, okay, we got to get out here and do more. So we're trying to do more. We got to print up more intervention books, you know. You know, that class is free. We don't charge for that class. So it's like, you know, those books have to be paid for. Just because Mrs. Boyd, she published the book doesn't mean you get it printed up for free. So, you know, we got to get out here and work harder on that. So, that, you know, we've been meeting behind the scenes. And we're going to start doing some more cooler events, man, so y'all can get out and hang out and get out with us, man, and meet us. We're good people. Every time we get out, we attract people. It's crazy. We attract pastors. We attract mayors. We attract judges. We attract senators. We attract all type of different type of good people, man. So what that's telling me is that the whole team is great. We have great personalities, man. We're good people, man, and people like to be around us. So come hang out. Let's get it in. Yeah.
No doubt. Real talk on that one. Hey, I'm going to pretty much just, you know, go off of what my man Mac just said, but I'm just saying for real, though, if y'all want to get involved, come on down to the car wash. It's a real good start for y'all. Y'all can understand exactly how we are, who we are, and what we're about. It's not a cheap program. It's not something that we're doing for a sport. We're not asking for no, it's not a profit, it's a non-profit organization. Just please get involved, you know what I'm saying? Do something good for your community so you can have, you know, a peace of mind for yourself, knowing that you're helping out the future just as well. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just like my man won a humanitarian a year award and things like that. And we, as the Streets Don't Love You Back, have a part to do with that. You know what I'm saying? We dedicating our time to things like that and our patience just to see what this program is all about. We want you to do the same thing. So get involved, get your education on, you know what I'm saying, and take pride and take heed in your community. Can't nobody change your community but you. But we are the start to get your community changed. It only takes you to join in and help out.
Bottom line, you feel me? So you ladies and gentlemen, done heard that.
We have to start with the younger generation. It's important. You know, I was told a long time ago, if you can change racism, you can change a lot of things if you just get to the younger generation and just teach them the proper things they need to know to be great people. So anything that we can do to help, you know, like it's crazy because I was sitting in my car today and I was just having, you know, some thoughts with myself. And I was, you know, I wanted to just call Rob and just say, hey, man, you know, you really keep me going. You know, I be having some down and out days. I call you on some dark moments and you get me back right where I need to be, man. So, you know, anything that I can do to help to keep this movement going, I'm going to be there. And I want to get as many people involved
that nephew, Mike.
Yeah, and I want to get anybody out there that's a great individual as well. We want to get you involved, you know, because we're doing great things. And like the big homie said, we always constantly moving forward.
And that's real talk right there, you dig? And I'm going to piggyback off my boy, Mac. We want to give a big shout out to the whole staff and the whole team at the Arizona Scorpions, you dig? This Saturday, December 12th, at the Glendale Community College, the Arizona Scorpions has teamed up with the Streets Don't Love You Back 7th Annual Toy Drive. Did you hear me? 7th Annual Toy Drive. And if you bring a brand new toy, you will get in free. Come on, see a great game, meet great people. You dig what I'm saying? And we just want to thank the whole staff, man. Our toy drive every year is growing profusely. You know what I mean? It's so many people that supports us all year round, you know. But like me and my wife always say, holiday time, we try to give many children as we can a great Christmas that wouldn't ordinarily have a great Christmas, you know. We usually raise 3,000 toys every year. This year, we might do over that because we didn't have the Arizona Scorpions last year, you know. Every year, me and my wife do all this with our own maneuvering, you know what I'm saying, and with some of our own money. But we have our great community of Maricopa that donates as well. We have businesses here, and we want to give a shout-out to all the businesses here in Maricopa who's been with us all these years. You dig? And we want to give another big shout-out to Title Boxing Club Scottsdale. You dig? We want to give a big shout-out to my man Troy and Jason, who's the owner. And they are me and my wife's friends. And we want to give a big shout-out to our homegirl, Gab, which is the general manager, and she's our friend. We want to thank them for riding with us every year with our toy drive, and it's been phenomenal because God put everything in play when he's ready to put it in play and not to then. So we want to just thank everybody, man, who donates to us all year round, especially this time of year around the holidays. We just try to give many kids as we can, you know what I mean, a great, great Christmas, man. So it's heartfelt, and it's a warm feeling to do so, you know. And I just want to thank God for that. You did.
Yeah, amen to that. And definitely, I would definitely like to thank everyone that came out and fed the homeless with us, that donated pizzas, donated sandwiches, donated waters, donated chips, donated time, you know. That's the beauty of the whole moment, just donating the time and getting a chance to experience that moment. You know, that's a very touching moment. If you've never experienced this moment, then you probably need to get out there and just see what's going on. You know, it's a real incredible thing, and it changed my life. And thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Boyd for allowing me or inviting me out for my first time. And when I went out, I enjoyed it so much, I go every month now. So get out and get involved, man. Get involved with your community. You know, like Taz said, we got to rebuild the community. And like I said, we got to start with the youth. And we got to, you know, help repair the adults as well, as much as we can educate, man. You know, we still a work in progress. Like the big homie always say, man, these my guys. I know they work in progress. We working on them. But, you know, we constantly getting better. You know, we understanding life and life's values a whole lot more. And we appreciative to the whole movement. And we're going to keep it moving, baby. We out here. Definitely out here.
And that's real talk, man. You know, I want to just thank all three of my nephews, you know what I mean? Taz, Mac, Greedy, Gonzalez, you know what I mean? That's the president of the, you know, committee with the community service, along with Mac in the building. And like I said, man, we do a lot of major things all year round, man. And we couldn't do it without the help of the community, you know what I'm saying? And we just want to give everybody who donates to us every month, you know what I mean? My boy, Mr. Jim, you know what I mean? At the food bank, he donates every month for us to feed the homeless. I want to thank Pastor Rusty. That's the pastor at Community Hope Church. Him and his organization donate every month, you know? And it's just so many people, man, that roll with us, and we got to give God all the glory, man, you know. And once again, I just want to thank Evangelist Beverly Brothers Green, you know what I mean, for always supporting the Streets Don't Love You Back, always here for us, you know what I mean. And we had a great time with moms over the weekend. Every time she in town, she stays here at our home, and we just have a great time, man. And we hated to see her go, you know what I mean? But she had to get back on the mission and continue the journey, you know, and moving forward, you dig? But, man, it's always a great time to be around good family and good friends, my people, you dig? So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go to another song of ours, you dig, Tay and Mac, and this song is called Change, you dig? We recorded this song right here back in 2003, and this song was with one of my artists, you know. Her name was Pooh, and my other artist's name was Struggle, and I did all the background singing on this song called Change. So we're going to hit y'all with the Change, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get the feedback from both of my nephews on what they think about Change. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the building.
In the building.
Boy, record. Young Struggle.
In my life, wanna make a change, but they just ain't cool. Put some lyrics down, and now I'm selling legal dope. On the streets, trying to make that green, but it wasn't easy. Shit I was doing wasn't too set up on being sleazy. But I got past that stage, I had to bail. Living life was hell, but went 5 times in the county jail. That was a wake up call, but did I listen? Doing grown up things that extra change, you ain't what you're missing. Boy, I can't help it, but sometimes I have to cry. Going through all these changes in my life, and I don't know why. The situation's getting stronger, and it's taking longer. Just tell me, how long do our babies have to die from hunger? It seems as everything is coming to an end. Will I lose my life, lose my babies, or go through the pen? I don't know, so I got to make it better for myself. Selling tracks and stacking cream, it's the way to wealth. That's what a woman like me thinks about, baby. Trying to make a change, cause things for me is getting really shady. I'm on the road to ecstasy and so much envious. With all them buses and them hoes, I know I can't trust. So many haters in this world trying to keep me down. But I stay up, keep a smile instead of a frown. Only roll with niggas that keep it real every day. Getting paid, count up that cheddar, it's the only way to survive in what this world has in store for me. Adolescent mother in this crazy ass democracy. Blame myself, I think not, because I've been there twice. Trying to make it better for myself and being more precise. So I'ma strive just as long as I can stay alive. Keep the faith and let my babies know that it's alright. So sometimes cry, but sometimes I know it hurts. I may not be the best mother, but see, I do it worse. On the grind, 9 to 5, gotta keep my shit in motion. Step by step, and now I'll be moving just like the ocean. And I will stop for some that might just sing the rain. Not for me, because I gotta get up after.
Who let me drop some on this track and put my 2 cents in it? How I had to make a change in my life before I finish. Hung with thugs, these pushers and hustlers, still through your riches. I'm still living the life while others locked up in prison. So listen, the shit that I did was illegal, but I'm not going in depth with you people. So let me do what I gotta do. It really doesn't matter who don't like my change. Stay away from me if it bothers you, cause I won't change mine. You better change yours. You say it's open opportunities, but all I see is closed doors. Cause my life had me in a state of misery. Made me wanna go back in my past and change my history. Struggle, definition of shit that I was going through. Living out my life just like the Romans do. See, I'm a rep without a boss, a nigga with brass balls. Trying to keep my head above the water before I fall, because my life was like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under with this lightning and this thunder. My mind be drifting up on some psychopathic shit, but I'm not a killer, so let me keep it on the realer. All that I know, that there's a change gon' come. I'm living my life from where I'm at, yeah, not from where I'm from.
About that track, Mac. Talk to me, you and Tay.
Hey, man. Oh, this all I'm saying. I look forward to getting involved with that new Streets Don't Love You Back project that me, you, and Greedy gonna get together on, bro, because you definitely dope with them vocals, man. It's time to re-exercise them vocal cords, young man.
Yeah, I'm an old man now, but I still got it, B.
Hey, man, that's why I say it's time to re-exercise them vocal cords, young man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like, man, I recorded so much music through my life, you know what I mean? It's, you know, that was my life, what really kept me focused on a lot of good things as well. So I just want to thank God for my talent and thank God for all what he's done, did for me, man. You know what I mean? Because my talent kept me out of a lot of areas as well. You feel me?
Exactly. I can totally agree with that. Amen to that, brother.
Amen to that.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm going to, it's something else that I want you and Mac to listen to, Tay. And this right here is a song that I recorded back in 1998. You dig? And it's called My Friend, you know? All me, nobody on this track but me. And I really want y'all to pay attention to this track, you dig? And listen to what I'm saying. And then I'm going to be right back in the building, all right?
Got it.
He's my friend in this world, my friend. My friend wants you to love him, my friend. Just loving my people, my friend, my friend. He's my friend, can be your friend. He wants you to walk with him, my friend, my friend. He wants you to tell the world your problems to him, my friend, my friend. All he wants you to tell the friend. Brought me from a mighty long way, my friend,
my friend.
I was in the darkness, my friend. My world is in the light, my friend,
my friend.
I had to tell the world my story, my friend,
my friend.
He brought me from a mighty long way, my friend,
my friend.
That's all I have to tell the world. He told me to tell the boys and girls, get on your knees and pray to him, my friend,
my friend.
All about your problems, my friend. He's the only one can help you, my friend,
my friend.
That's all he wants you to do. He took the hurt out of my heart, my friend,
my friend.
Now I stand here before you and tell you, my friend, I love you to this day. My girl,
I love you to this day.
I love you to this day, mommy. Let him be your friend. He'll do it to the end. He won't turn his back on you, my friend. He's my friend. All he wants you to do is be his friend. My life was once in a shamble, my friend. Let me tell you a little story, my friend. Back in the old days, my friend, my daddy got killed at 10 years old, my friend. He got killed right in front of me and my mother. That turned my life around to the worst, my friend,
my friend.
But I kept praying, my friend,
my friend.
My mommy told me life would be one day so good, my son. Only thing you got to do is keep praying, my son. And mama, you told me so right. I love you more than words can say tonight. You're my mother, I love you so. God told me that you'll always be there for me, so. You always was, you always will be there. I love you so. I remember those days. Yes, I do, I remember those days.
Yes, I do.
Days wasn't so good. Mommy told me things will always be alright, my son. You got to keep praying, my son, my son. I kept doing what you said, my mother. I did what you said and it paid off, my son. Keep praying, my son, my son. And that's what I tell my only son. My son is in the joint. Wrong, but God said we all do wrong, my friend. Stay on your knees, my
run. Just like mommy told me when I was going through the lion's den, my son. I always tell you I love you, my son. I miss you more than words could ever say, my son. That's all I have to tell you, my son. I love you more than words can say, my son. Mommy taught me right, mommy taught me right, my son. I pray to the Father, praying to Him. He always make it right, my son.
Mac and Tay, what's the business, baby?
What it do, man? I'm feeling that, man. Got that nice little Jamaican feel, you know? I rocks with that, baby.
Most definitely, I rock with it.
Yeah, you got to start sharing more of that music, man. I'm about to go up in that vault, see what you got up in that vault, big homie.
You know, yeah, it's a whole lot, Macaroni.
I need that vault key. For real. You got some tracks in there that maybe you want to get in there and do a project with y'all. With Mac and Green.
You silly boy, you know. Hey, it's all love, man. Like I say, you know, coming in 2016, I'm going to get back in the lab. And, you know, we're going to cut something and, you know, we're going to kick the year off real right, man. You know what I mean? I got a lot of shit wrote that I ain't even recorded yet, you know. And this track right here I'm going to play for you and Tay is the You Played Yourself track. You dig? I recorded this track, me and my boy Struggle. This was in 1998 when I released that whole album. You know, it did very well, you know. So I did that album and I did this song right here because one of the little cats called himself trying to play games and he didn't know my background. And, you know, we had to let him know what the business was, you dig? And he bowed down like he posed to. So here it is, my brother. You played yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B.O.Y.D. and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Nuys Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys and Cincy that's always kept it real. And to you player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Rick is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bedroom just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break necks. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you to dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Now how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself, because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like, push on, get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my face. But you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano,
God, you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Why you played yourself?
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers. Sick as flu with those known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us. It ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should have kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should have understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
Yes, sir. That's my joint right there. I had heard that joint before. I was able to edit that joint in a commercial I did. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite Rob Joint records off the vault. That's a banger right there, big homie.
Definitely second that motion right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging that right there. And that pretty much dedicated to all that, you know, the folks out there, the non-believers out there about this movement. Hey, y'all play yourself if y'all don't get on this.
Don't deny the team, man. It's the movement, baby. It's the squad. We out here moving forward, man. Make sure y'all get with us if your soul is positive. You did?
Right, because if your soul ain't positive, please do not enter the zone. You know what I mean? It is not that type of party over here, man. We real as real can get, baby. You know what I mean? It gets no realer on this side of the block, you know? And we're all about helping the kids, and we're all about helping people move forward. And once again, I've always had to give my wife, my beautiful queen, my friend, always had to give my wife big ups, because if it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't be doing none of this. You know what I mean? Me and my wife come from two different sides of the world, you know? And with her entering my life, I started recognizing all the things that she said that I could do, you know what I mean? My story could help people, you know? And that was the first initiative of how I really started things that I do, being out in the spotlight, because I hadn't been out in the spotlight in many, many years. I lived a very low-key life, you know. Never wanted to be in the spotlight. But God blessed me to be in the spotlight, and I'm very happy about that, because me and my wife have changed many lives, and we change many lives on a regular basis, you know, throughout the prison system and throughout here in the street. So got to get God first and then my wife, you know. Thank you very much for believing in me from day one, you dig? And it gets no better than that, you know. 6 years later, we got 9 grandkids, so it gets no better than that, B.
Yeah, I can dig it, man.
That's real right there.
Yeah, so any updates y'all like to give anybody, Tay?
Oh, man, just stay tuned. The streets don't love you back. No, we continue to move forward. So either you move forward with us or you get stuck, you know what I'm saying, wondering like these guys are just playing, but we ain't playing. Hey, just stay tuned. Intervention programs coming up. Car wash deals coming up each and every Saturday. You know, just get involved. TheStreetsDon'tLoveYouBack.com is the way to go, but you got to go through the main channel. That would be me, myself, you know, Jack Mack, my man Fortino Greedy Gonzalez, before you talk to the man and the lady of the crew. Once you get past
and
us,
that's
we
the bottom line.
If
there's
you can
no bottom in that, Tay.
You know what I'm saying? If you can change your underwear, if you can change your mind to help the community, so get involved.
Real life, man.
And that's
make sure
real.
Y'all get involved. Yeah,
no doubt, baby.
Yeah,
so we're going to get back to the segment, and we're going to be right back with my man, Mac and Taz, in the building, man. You know, this is a great night, and I'm glad to have both my nephews on here. And next week, we're going to have our other nephew on here, Greedy Gonzalez. You know, he's the man in the building. So we're going to be right back, couple joints, couple commercials. We'll be back right with both my nephews, Taz and the Mac Attack.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
What's going on? Am I in a dream?
Girl, you're there for me. seems like no one cares but you. You know the girls don't holler, but the girls don't bother. You know exactly what to do. Got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. To the future, baby, you stay down. There's no maybes, that's exactly what it's gonna be.
Waiting on daddy to fly on them G5 jets, first class flights to cloud nine. With a Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine. Listening like an angel, so bright she could blind. Any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out. God. I'm so high.
For a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisole, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh, keep your head up. Oh, hey, the streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love me back. I ain't grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on the lonely road.
They'll never
love you. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they come and go.
I know
I
can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink, and I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if you get me out the street. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head, another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show their codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now with no more private showers, it's all in the open. Better learn to be a man, fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, and day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death and pressure ain't gonna never change the past, cause.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Weigh in on it, Tay and Mac. That's me in the building again.
Yeah, nice banger, man. Nice banger. I can't wait to get in that lab with you, big homie. For real.
My man. You know what I mean? Like I say, man, this is what I do, for real. I just don't let a lot of people really know what I do on that side of the game, but they learning, Mac and Taz, they learning.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I'm like you and Taz.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you got to be, man.
Definitely, man. That's what it is, man. The music sounds great, brother.
Indeed. I appreciate that coming from both of my nephews.
Yeah. Look forward to hearing more, man. I got to get that vault key. For real.
Man, you know, it's all business, baby. Hey, we're going to go to, I recorded this track right here in 2008 when we first started working on the Streets of Love You Back soundtrack. You know, you heard the mixed version with me and LD, and you're going to hear the straight up version with me and LD. When Rick first got out the joint, you dig what I'm saying? He got out in 2009, and we gave him a shout out on this because we didn't complete the soundtrack to 2009, and we gave my boy Free Ricky Ross a shout out on this track. So we're gonna spin this track, man. Streets of Love You Back. We're in the building with both my nephews, Mac and Taz, in the building, baby. We out here, man, in a major way, baby. Don't sleep on us, please don't. We out here.
For real.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby. So join the movement. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross, Jeff Step Down, May 4th. We sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a bit. Got he caught up in moves. Shit, I'm grown. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone? When we born, we all alone. When we die, we need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. So probably fake it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all that's true is us, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm a bust. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander. And lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this RB checking back in with you, like I said, it's that trap of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Taz and Mac, what you think, baby? Talk to me.
Banger, as always.
I can't wait till we go in the lab, Macaroni. Me, you, Taz, and Greedy, man. I'm gonna put it down for you cats, homie.
Yeah, I'm already knowing, bro. I'm looking forward to it as well. Like I say, make sure y'all be on the lookout for that Streets Don't Love You Back. What we're going to probably do is get it pressed up and just take, like, small donations and use it for charity, man, so, you know, we can give back. Everything we do. Go ahead, sir.
And what we're going to do, Mac, we're going to start doing some recording this month, you know what I mean? Because we do a couple songs, and I'm going to throw that on the last album, and that's in January, Volume 10 come out, and we're going to lay a couple tracks, new tracks, and we're going to throw that on Volume 10, man, and that will be the last album that people will ever, ever hear from me for the next 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go ahead and hang up the gloves, huh?
I done put 10 straight albums out. Don't you think it's time to hang up the gloves for a few minutes? I really cash, you know that I did that, homie.
I can't say, I don't know nobody. But you. Right.
Yeah. Like what I say, Macaroni, they be sleeping on me, man. You know, I'm not 27, I'm 52. I've been at this thing. You feel me?
Right, right.
Yeah, I started in my 20s, homie.
Yeah.
So you got to start early if you're talking about making something happen in your life. I mean, it ain't never too late, but trust and believe me, it's good to start early, my brother, especially when you're talking about the music game or any other game. You know, first, know the business. Second of all, know what you're doing. And third of all, always know how to maneuver and move forward at whatever you decide to do in life. Moving forward is truly the key. You dig? So
hey.
I sat back and me and my wife built the Streets and Love You Back organization together from 2009. You know what I mean? And now 6 years later, I just felt it was time for me to go on my vault and put out music, and not just my music, you know what I mean? I put other people on my mixtape to get them heard, you dig what I'm saying? And then charge them one dime, you dig what I'm saying? Because I'm a businessman, first of all. Second of all, you know, I like everybody to win, you know? And that's what I'm about. So with them 10 bangers out there, it is what it is, and eventually somebody going to be heard, you know? And by me slipping the Volume 2, and Big Snoop Pan, you know what I mean? I'm telling what can happen with the Volume 2, because I got 19 bangers on that. You heard me?
Right. Word up. Can't wait.
You know. So, yeah, I'm telling, man, you know what I mean? One, you know, what I learned about life, once you put something in somebody's hand, you keep it moving forward. You dig what I'm saying? And then if God want something to happen out of whatever you did, that's going to happen. You know, if you don't want nothing to happen right then, it won't happen. So I'm a type of individual, I don't look for anything. I drop and I move forward, you dig? And if it's happening, I get the call sooner or later from anybody, whether it's Snoop Dogg or just the man down the street, you know what I'm saying, that I'm doing some other business with. So that's have always been my mentality, man, and I thank God for always having that mentality, you know, drop and keep it moving. If it's meant, it'll work. You dig?
Yes, sir. Definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. No doubt. So what's the good word, Taz? What's the good word for the new year that's coming up?
Oh, man, the only thing that I'm planning on doing is only 2 simple words. Moving forward.
There it is. And you, Macaroni?
Hey, like I say, just look forward to all the programs. Stay in tune. Hit the Facebook. Hit the website. If you want to contact us, hit the Gmail. The Streets Don't Love You Back at gmail.com. You know, we got a lot of cool things going on. Stay with the movement. If you want to involve yourself, make sure you reach out to me, Greedy, or Taz. Taz is John Riggs on Facebook. I'm Calvin Jack Winfield. Greedy is Fortino Gonzalez. So reach out to me or the homies, man, and, you know, we'll try to get you plugged in if your spirit and your soul is cleansed and then, you know, and everything going in the right direction for you, you know what I'm saying? And if you run into a situation, you know, we always here to help as well if you got a genuine heart. So just make sure you stay in tune with the whole movement. I look forward to 2016 and all the great things that we're going to have moving forward doing, man. And this is going to be a great time.
And that's real, man, you know. And I want to thank everybody who rocked with us, man. I want to thank everybody who donates to me and my wife's organization. People donate from out of town, you know. So I just be wanting to get people straight when they ask me certain things about is stuff going to stay here, stay there. We get donations from all over. You know what I'm saying? So our thing is we help people. We don't care if you clean across the earth. If you can get to Maricopa, we can help you. You get what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted. You know, we are international organization. We're international, brothers and sisters, you know. And we help people, period, no matter where you at. The Streets Don't Love You Back is all about helping the kids and helping people. So I always want to stress that point to people, you know, because some people ask me ignorant questions when it comes to certain things, and I really do not like that. You know what I mean? I'm not a small-minded person, never have been, and I don't live in a box, me or my wife, you know. We help people, period, and that's the bottom line. Our toy drive is coming up. And the last day to donate toys is December 19th, and we will be giving all the toys out December the 20th, right here in Maricopa, Arizona. And all the kids who make our toy drive list, no matter where you at in Arizona, you'll be able to pick your kids' toys up December 20th. We'll go down the list, and like we do every year, we'll call the kid's name out, and we'll see that great smile on her or his face. And in their heart, and that makes me and my wife very happy. So we just thank all the people that we can help, you know what I'm saying? And it's a great feeling, you know, and 7 years in, and boom, you know, we're going to keep moving forward with that as well. And eventually we're going to build our own Streets Don't Love You Back Youth Center. That's been on the docket ever since we started the Streets Don't Love You Back. And now we got 6 years in, that's close on the market now for real, because we definitely going to be getting donations for that. We're going to be moving forward with a lot of different things. And in the youth center, we're going to have everything it needs to take care of people and take care of our kids to get educated to a better life. You dig? And that's what it's all about. And I want to stress that point, man, you know, to people. Stop living in a small box, you know. Stop always saying, is something going to stay in my community? If a kid down in another community needs something, what you going to tell that kid no? I doubt it. The Streets Don't Love You Back won't tell that kid no, you know? No matter where you live at, we help people and we help kids. So I just want to express that point, bottom line. Anything from you, Tay, and anything from you, Nephew Mac?
Hey, man, you pretty much summed it up right there. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much just get involved, folks. You know what I'm saying? If you care about your younger generation and, you know, make your future better, get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back intervention programs. We've got a lot of programs that's going to help you get through the community just a little bit better and make your household a little bit better as well for yourselves. And just stay tuned. It's a real movement. Moving forward is all we're about, and that's what we continue to do. So we need great people like you to move forward with us. Don't get left behind. Because you're going to actually ask yourself what happened.
Word up,
that's
man.
For real.
Big ups.
You mind?
Yeah, big ups to that. Yeah, big ups to that, man. Like I say, everything my brother Taz just said, everything the big homie just said, and I just second that. You know, if you want to get involved, show up to the car wash, let's talk. You know, come get your hands dirty. We're going to see how thorough you is, you know. And once you come see, you're going to see how active we are with washing cars. We're just not out there pointing fingers. We're out there working. We're making sure people look good. We're making sure people leave with a smile on their face. So, you know, because we got regulars that come back every Saturday. They look forward to coming to donate their bread to the organization and get their car washed and get a real nice car wash, man, you know, for a great cause. So come hang out. You know, if you don't want to get your car washed, come donate some time. Like I said, make a sign, donate a sign, donate some supplies, some Windex, some tire cleaner, Anything, yeah, paper towels, anything that you use a car, you know, we pretty much need them. We out there, like I said, we want the cars to look the best because it's important to send people away with a smile on their face. So, like
and
I said, for
the 2016, bottom line.
Yeah, for 2016, we definitely moving forward, man, and there's going to be a bunch of great things going on, and we're going to stay active, man. Get with us.
And that's real right there, man, you know. And I just want to let everybody know also, you know, some people ask me, they say, man, you know, a lot of people ain't like you. You really be out in the community, you and your wife. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, you know, it don't make no difference what we got or what we don't got. You know what I mean? We are in the community. You know what I mean? We ain't just sitting up on the hill. You know what I'm saying? We are in the community making major moves to help people, period. You know what I mean? I love our homeless program. Me and my wife, when closer come to the homeless feed, we excited because we know we're going to help a lot of people. You feel me? And we get excited about the programs we'll put together to help people, you know? And that's what other people need to understand about life, man. It's not just about sitting in the mansion and up on the hill, you know, because you got this and got that. No. Get out here and get active in the community, man. You know what I mean? Get out here and show people that only because I'm up on the hill, I ain't forgot where I came from. You know, get out here, you know? And every Saturday at the car wash, you will be able to either one of my books or both of my books, the Streets Don't Love You Back book, my autobiography, what started the Streets Don't Love You Back, and you can get the Never Hit a Woman book. Me and my wife is a loud voice against domestic violence and a big, strong advocate against that. You can believe that, you know? And we out here, man. We definitely in the building, you know? People ask my nephews, how can they get my book? Well, I'm letting you know now, live on the radio. You can stop by the car wash and get a signed autograph book from me each and every Saturday, man, because we're going to stay out there, we're going to stay in the community, and we're going to keep moving forward and helping people. And I'm going to go to this last song, and we're going to have a few commercials, and then I'm going to let both of my nephews get a last piece, and then we're going to call it a night, and we're going to wish everybody around the world number love and moving forward. We'll be right back in the building with my boy Taz and my boy Mac.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I yes. Mm-hmm. I was just lying to myself. Yes. Well, if it's you, no one would have me. Ooh.
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back in the building. Yeah, I'm here with Nephew Tay and Nephew Mac in the building. Yeah. Last words, fellas.
Yeah, man, I definitely want to give a shout out to my whole team. We had a wonderful weekend. You know, it was monumental. History was made. Definitely shout out to the team. Shout out to my Michigan comrades. Shout out to my guys out there in the zoo. Shout out to my guys out there in the motor. All my family out there. Y'all stay warm. I know y'all out there buried in snow and super cold. So I'm going to pray for y'all, man. You know, make sure there ain't nothing tragic going on out there as well. And that's about it, man. Like I say, get involved, you know. Because we're going to be out here educating the youth against gangs, drugs, and violence. And we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep the intervention program moving. We definitely need help at any given moment if you can help, if it's in your heart to help. Any small donation, whatever you have, whatever, you know, anything that you could provide, it's definitely appreciated. And, hey, I love y'all, man. Stay in tune, man, because we're doing big things. We're doing major things. And, you know, we're definitely reaching a lot of people these days. So the movement is spreading, and I'm happy. You know, I'm content. And we're going to continue to work hard at it, and we're going to move forward, man. And I love y'all, man. Y'all have a good evening. All right? It's the Mac, baby.
Right, right. It's your boy, Taz. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be on the most amazing, wonderful team that's moving forward at everything that we do. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be a part of it. Not only am I the media man taking all the videos and the pictures, but I'm about to give myself a new label. I want to be secretary, you know what I'm saying, besides media man. That's cool to But other than that, man, you know, I love to be involved. I'm glad to be involved. I hope y'all get involved just as well as I am. I know I got a wild side. I live the majority of the streets don't love your back deal, you know what I mean? So I know exactly where my man Rob Boyd is coming from. So please get involved. It's a real educational program. It's a real movement that's happening in the world today. Y'all got to stay tuned. Be involved. It's pretty much all I got to say. Big up to the Detroit family. Love y'all. My mom's out here in the AZ. Man, I love to you as well. Without you, it wouldn't be no me. If it wouldn't be no Streets Don't Love You Back team, definitely wouldn't be no me to where I'm at this day right now. But get involved. Stay in tune. Younger generation, this is for you guys. We've been through the game already. It's time for y'all to learn the game a new way, not the old way. And y'all have a blessed evening. Unc is back on you.
Yeah, I'm in the building, so I was just letting y'all get that all out, bro, you know? So we want to just thank everybody for coming on the show tonight, and we straight moving forward. So much love to everybody. Peace and love.
Indeed. See y'all next week.
See y'all next week.
Amen. Out of here. Peace.
Out.